you seated.
I could sing it once more, really. Amen. Don't get me started. Amen. Thank you, Brother James. You glad you're one of them, Brother James? Amen. That's the very reason Brother James is here tonight. Because he is one of them.
Amen.
And you are one of them.
Amen.
And when those two get together, you got life.
Amen.
That's just one miracle that we've seen.
Yes.
That we know. How many more? How many has been healed?
Oh,
every hand's got to be up.
Amen.
We've all been healed. Every single day He does something for us.
Amen.
He's glorious. He's wonderful. It's wonderful that what He does for us. And so many things that we don't even know what He does for us. He's so mindful of us. And I just love Him to death.
Amen.
Are you happy to be here tonight?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm, as I said, very excited to be here tonight. And I thank the Lord for the wonderful service that we had Sunday, the communion service. Wasn't that precious? I tell you, it was so sweet, each one of you, is to see you. And afterwards, is when we had the foot washing, is to come out and the brothers and hug your all's necks and the fellowship with you. And to really see the sincere love and unity that is with this church and with the bride of Jesus Christ. And I feel bad that the ones that are listening in tonight, wherever you are, I wish you were here with us. You're here with us in spirit.
Amen.
But one day we're all going to be together.
Amen.
We won't have to worry about division. Amen?
Amen.
That's truly the spirit, that unity that binds the bride of Jesus Christ together. No one else has got that.
Amen.
Only the bride has got that. What we've got. What you have and that love that you have in your heart,
yes.
Only Christ can give that to you.
Yes.
And that's only through this message. It's the only true way. There's many that have the Lord. They've received the Lord as their Savior and they did that. But we're the bride of Jesus Christ. There's a difference. Amen. There's a difference between that. I want to be bride. I want to be bride. Actually, I should clarify that statement. I don't want to be. I am.
Amen.
So Brother Ram says, somebody will come at you and says, you got the Holy Ghost? And he says, well, I think I do. And he goes, well, then you ain't got it. Somebody tells you got the Holy Ghost, praise God. You better believe I do.
Yeah.
I might not look like it to you or sit like you, but I do. I'm the bride of Jesus Christ. I'm a predestinated seed of God. I don't care what it looks like to you.
Amen.
It's what it looks like to Him.
Yeah.
Amen. Already got started. I have it down here. The first thing I want to do to you is apologize for Sunday is so windy. I talked so long after we sat down and looked at Brother William and I looked at the clock and we had an hour preliminary. And I'm sorry. It just really, I don't mean to be that talk that much. I love this message. I love the Lord. I want to talk about the Lord. And I try to, as like Daddy says tonight, I like it. And he goes, I'm sorry. He says, just give me 10 more minutes. You look down at the tape and it's like, oh, I've got an hour and a half left. But I'm not going to do that. Brother Branham can do that, and I'm glad that he did it. Are you?
Yeah.
If he hadn't have done it, where would we be? We wouldn't be here tonight, that's for sure. We'd be out someplace else. But we're here tonight because God chose a prophet.
Yeah.
He brought a message. He stored up the food. He called out a bride. And now we're here.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that we are now
Yes.
Setting in heavenly places.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Not looking for something. It's always been, we're looking for something. That's what Brother Bram said. He says, they're always talking about what God did do. They're looking at what He's going to do, and they're missing what He's doing right now. And this is what He's doing right now, tonight.
Amen.
Setting together in heavenly places. The quote that I read the other night is just so wonderful. I told Brother Samuel, I've got to read a portion of it. He goes, I'm prayed up. You're ready for the message.
Yes.
You've been baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Filled with His blessings. You're called, elected, setting together in heavenly places in a heavenly atmosphere.
Amen.
Wow!
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. He says, no, anything can take place tonight. Anything. You believe that?
Yes.
This reality is exactly of what it is. He says that we are predestinated sons and daughters of God. And when did He choose you? Amen. When was you predestinated? Amen. He says before there was even a molecule. Before there was anything, we were in His thinking.
Yes.
I'm part of His personality.
Yes.
You're part of His personality.
Amen.
And you come down and He predestinated. He's seen from the beginning, from the end. He says that is predestination looks to election. Election looks to foreknowledge. Foreknowledge looks to destiny.
Amen.
It's by destiny.
Amen.
It's your destiny. Amen. So there's no way, he says, when you think about that, he says, that stumbles people. Predestination. I always wondered, it goes, man, never stumble me. I guess if you're predestinated, it don't. But to think He already knew. He didn't choose down, well, I'm going to choose you and choose not. He knew. He already knew. It's from beginning to the end. He sees it all happening and knows what it was. And to come back and say, Joseph, you will. The other one won't. Wow. Thank God for that. Thank God for that.
Amen.
And tonight we're going to hear more as how He did and about sons and daughters being adopted.
Yes.
How He adopted His own son.
Yes.
His own son.
Amen.
He had to go through the whole adoption process. His son.
Yes.
And then how we do. I'm part of it. I'm born. I'm predestinated. But I still got to go through it.
Yes.
I got to prove myself. And then you have that same great tutor. That looks down, he says, who is that tutor? Does anybody know what that tutor, who that tutor is?
Holy
a Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And that tutor is what? One-on-one.
Yes.
One-on-one. He's one-on-one with us.
Yes.
He is with a group, but He's one-on-one with us.
Amen.
That's so great. And I then told you how that tutor, he works with me all the time.
Amen.
And he's looking and he reports back to Father. And I love what he says. He looks down and he goes, you know what? He's a chip off the old block.
Amen.
Amen. He says, when I say Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he says,
Amen.
He says what?
Amen.
Ah, there you go. He says, when I tell him you are a predestinated seed of God, he says,
Amen.
He says, when I say, do you believe everything that prophet said?
Amen.
Chip off the old block. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. What we have in store for us, brothers and sisters, it's untold. It's so wonderful. And these messages that we hear, the adoption is so timely for us right now. And we need to study these messages. It's just not coming to church tonight and listen to them. You need to listen to them over and over and over and over again. And Lord, that's what I want to be. Because He says those manifested sons and daughters of God, He says that's going to bring Father. We can sit here and talk about it. I want to see it happen.
Yes.
And it is happening.
Yes.
It's not that it's going. It is happening.
Yes.
It's like Brother Branham said, believe in your word. Believe when you pray. Believe when you pray.
Yes.
He said how much that it was when you laid hands on somebody. Believe.
Yes.
And I want to encourage you. It's been on my heart. I was going to wait and say it Sunday to you all. But I encourage you. You know, we're all the time praying for ourselves. And I need a lot of prayer myself. So I pray for myself all the time. Lord, help me, help me. Pray for somebody else.
Amen.
Do you know that that's what brings healing? He says to pray for somebody else. And I was telling a sister the other day, it's like it's down in the dumps and all. I says, just start praising the Lord Jesus. Lord, I love you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, what you've done for me. And I love you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. I said, you watch that whole atmosphere change. It'll change. And when you start praying for somebody else, it brings healing to you, too. So I want to encourage you to pray for somebody else, somebody that's hurting. Anybody. Get them on your heart. Sincerely go before the Lord in prayer and pray for them.
Amen.
Watch something take place in their lives and in your lives. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and invite him. As we bow our heads, wanting to make sure that he knows without a shadow of a doubt, Father, thou art welcome here with us tonight. We know you're here, Father, because we brought you with us. And under anticipation, Lord, of what you're going to do, what you've already done, Lord, just to be, to sit in heavenly places, we're sitting there, Lord. You're here with us, your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
How great thou art. Thank you for your tutor, Lord. We want you, wanting to report back to you, Father, that we are a chip off the old block.
Hallelujah.
We want to be just like you, Lord. Every fiber of our body wants to be like you, Lord. We want to ask you if there's anything in our lives, Lord, please take it away. The more, you know, when we heard the prophet spoke the other night, he says that Achan, one, he says, was calling. When he did that, he said there was sin in the camp. He says, Joshua called a halt right then. He says, something's wrong. He says, if we don't have the healing, something's wrong. Lord, don't let it be me, whatever it is. Don't let it be me, Lord. I want every minute, every second to be to you and to be more like you. That's the desire of your bride's heart, Lord. Right here they are. That's what they want. We fail. We make mistakes. He knows that. That's okay. We're going to do it. He just picks us right back up again. Little lambs. And I love it. A little lamb, what they do is they hold them. And that's what I want you to do to me, Father. Just hold me. When there's footprints on the sands of time, to me, there's always one, because he's always holding me, I pray. Just your footprints, Lord, because I want to be in your arms. We have some prayer requests that's come in tonight. Let's pray for the salvation of my son, Frank, and blessings. And also my sister, Kathleen, I believe it is. And we also want to remember our brother, Campbell. He's doing much better. He's coming out of there.
Amen.
Because the Lord's with him, and our prayer's going out there. So I told Sister Campbell, it's like, it might be just a spoonful of sand, Brother Branham said. He says, and next it's a shovel full, and then it's a bucket full, and next God's on the scene. He's doing it, and we believe. And our brother Danny Stater, want to continue to remember him. The same thing with him. God touched him in his body. And our brother Amalong out in Arizona. That he's doing better, but he needs our prayers. And we all have requests. We all have needs. And we all have others that we're going to be praying for. And so I want you to raise your hand and say, Lord, do you know what that need is? And you know that person I'm praying for, Lord. Come down. Answer our prayers, Lord Jesus. Come and be with us tonight, Lord. Open our hearts to hear your word. Lord, let me be a totally different person when I walk out of this place tonight, Lord. Your joy, your love, your Holy Spirit bubbling in me, Lord Jesus. I just thought it was bubbling in me when I came in. But when I walked out, it was so much greater, Lord.
Yes.
So much greater. I thank you, Father. Now we believe he's going to hear those requests and he's going to come down and be with us tonight. So as I ask for Brother William to come up and take these prayer requests, let's just sing our little song, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy.
Father. Lord, to have the privilege of even whispering the words out of our lips, Father.
Yes.
To know who we are speaking to, Lord.
Yes.
How humbling it is to stand before you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we're here in your church, Lord, gathered together with another, our lips of fire and our faith together. How we love you and adore you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We thank you for your amazing grace in our lives, Lord. Thank you so much for opening our eyes to this message of the hour, our ears to hear the word of God, how great it is to us, and there's just nothing like it, Father. Lord, we just love you so much. We thank you for once again another opportunity to be with believers like us, Lord, here, and Lord, with like precious faith, Father. Lord, you've seen every hand, Lord, that was raised. Father, represent something on someone's heart, Lord. Lord, you know about each thing, Father. Great and small, no matter what, Father, we know you know all about it. Father, we know that it's already a finished work, Lord. Lord, your prophet told us, Father, and we believe it, Father. Thank you for sending it, Lord, in this time. Lord, we just bring all these prayer requests that's before us, Lord, on this platform. We just bring them to you, Lord. Father, we lift them up with faith, knowing that you're interceding even now, Lord, that you're going to each bedside, you're going to each place, the ones that are here, the ones that are abroad, no matter where they're at, you're right there, Lord. We know it. And we love you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing with us, Lord. Father, as we just go to the further part of this service, we want to commit it into your hands, Lord. We commit ourselves into our hands, your hands, and just ask that you just help us to surrender ourselves, Lord. Open up our ears to hear your word. We ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
To be back in the tabernacle again tonight. So excited about this series, adoption series that we're listening to. It's so wonderful to be together. How many's looking forward to seeing him? How many, oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Amen.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing to Calvary, through the crimson flow, many arrows pierce my soul from without within, and but my Lord holds on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him, look on his face, there to be forever. And on the streets of glory, heaven is my home. There's a man, no man has ever to record. In his service for the Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll be more close to him. He will give me light. His shade and stairs may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside. But my Lord, leave the head, leave whatever he tied. And oh, Savior there, leading in the fight, with a tender hand outstretched for the valley road. Guiding me, I can see as I onward go, and oh, I want to see Him on His face, dancing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, there lies my voice. There's a last moment that never should record. Before me, billows rise from the mighty deep. And my Lord directs my bark, He does safely keep. And He leads me gently on through this worldly road. He's a real friend to me, and oh, I love Him so. And oh, I want to see Him on His face, dancing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of last verse, one more time. We billows rise from the mighty sea. And my Lord directs my bark, He does safely feed. And He leads me gently on through this worldly road. And He's a real friend to me. Oh, I love His soul. Oh, I want to see Him look upon His face. Let's sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, and oh, I want to see Him look on His face, and there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, that is my voice. There's all past on my left. One more time. Oh, I want to see Him look, and sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, that is my voice. There's all past, all that lasts ever to restore. And I'll fly away, oh, glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, I am back.
I cannot wait for that time.
Amen.
As we transition, we don't want to go too much longer because we want to get into the most important part, the Word. But how great is our God, and how great is His Word.
How great is our God.
just one more time and enjoy His presence. Praise Your name, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, there's just nothing like it.
Amen.
Now He's here with us. We've done made Him welcome, and we know that He's here. Our hearts are open. Today's all behind us. We're not worried about tomorrow. We're just worried about hearing that word right now. Father, open up our hearts to hear Your word. Anoint us with Your Holy Spirit right now, Lord.
Amen.
So looking forward to what You're going to tell us tonight, Lord. All those hidden nuggets that's been stored up for the bride of Jesus Christ. We are Your bride. We are Your chosen ones, Lord. And we're here to feast upon that manna tonight. Let us just sing our national anthem as we welcome the prophet to the pulpit. Only be. Privilege once again to introduce to you tonight, to welcome to this pulpit, God's prophet, our messenger, the seventh church age messenger, the voice of God to the bride of Jesus Christ, to bring us the message, adoption 2, that was stored up 56 years ago, so we could feast upon it tonight.
Amen.
Spiritual food in due season for the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome, Brother Branham, to the pulpit. God bless you.